This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to give out shovels. 410-583-1057. If you have a shovel, Jeremy Kahn, who gets yours?
There's layers to this one.
Okay. So
this woman who said she hated her first time, so she paid $10,000 to restore her virginity. That's right. She had reconstructive hymen surgery. She said she was 17 years old when she lost her virginity to a 30-year-old man. Her name is Julia Medeiros. She's Brazilian, had hymen reconstruction surgery, paid $10,000 for it. Again, this is just, she didn't reveal her partner's name the first time. She said, I was promised children and marriage and this fairy tale. By the way, she looks like, she's known for looking like Kylie Jenner. So she's had some work done.
Did you talk about her before?
No. Not this one. Why? Have you seen her?
No, I thought it was a woman that looked like Kylie Jenner. It was famous for that.
There was one woman that was having so much
was
surgery.
Was it Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I think she wanted to look like Kim Kardashian. She said he got what he wanted and left. But listen to this. There's more to this story. Medeiros, who hails from Brazil, also insists she hasn't worn underwear in 2 years. She said she's grown more comfortable with her body. She said her libido has also increased. I gained much more sensual contour of my body. The panties prevented me from showing my real bum size. Does underwear prevent you from showing how big your dumper is? I mean, it's not like, we're not talking about Spanx here where you're pulling stuff in to try to tighten it up, right? You're keeping everything in place.
I thought you meant a Spanx. You mean, okay, I got you now.
Spanx.
My fault. I got you now.
Right? I'm saying that, right? I don't wear them, but I always wanted to have that special moment for myself. I always wanted to be unique and romantic like in fairy tales. That's why I had the surgery. I mean, look, she's a gorgeous girl, but this is just stupid. She wanted a designer vagina. What does that even mean?
I don't know, maybe, what was it, does Burberry make them?
I we can't afford Burberry.
We might have store brand?
Yeah. Does Bugle Boy make them? No, it's for the ladies. But yeah, she said her exercising clothing is a little bit tighter and form-fitting from her reconstructive surgery. Dumb. She is good looking, though.
I give my shovel to the people who still don't understand the transfer portal. There's still people talking this down, how bad it is. Coaches leave all the time. Coaches go to different schools all the time, but you still have a problem with kids going to another school. No, kids going to another school isn't a problem. It reveals the problem that always exists in the NCAA, and that's the lack of commitment. So if a coach didn't like a situation because of the AD, they weren't providing him with the finances or her with the finances or facilities to go someplace else, you're okay, especially if that's a good coach coming to your program. But if a kid is in a situation that's not good to him or her, that's bad. They should be committed to the school. No. No. They get the right to leave too.
Yep.
So if you want to change it all. Make the coaches last out their contract. You sign a 5-year contract, got to stay 5 years, or sit out a year or two, or sit out to the length of the contract. I signed a 5-year deal, I left after 3. Okay, well, you got to sit out 2 years before you go get another job. You don't want to do that. Coaches don't want to do that. Because chances are the job they leave to go to another one is paying them more or giving them more. But let's hinder the kids. Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. TGIF.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it is important for Lamar Jackson to be involved in the search of a new offensive coordinator? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too. And again, I don't want to dodge the question, but I think it's important if he and the team feels it's important. It's not important to me if they don't want to do it.
I feel like it's important to make him feel like he's involved.
Okay.
That's what I feel. Whether or not he's picking the guy or they go to him and say, look at what he's done. We want to do this and bring this in with you. That's part of this negotiation. So he knows he's being put in the best possible situation to succeed. So I think in keeping Lamar, that the idea of him being a part of it is greatly important.
Let's go to Cambridge, Maryland, get Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
How are you? I'm great. It's a beautiful sunny morning. Hey, look, you guys are probably going to bash me once I get off the phone, and that's okay.
You can, if you want to, you can stay on the phone while we bash you.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine too. Okay. I'm fine with that too. Hey, listen, I'm going to throw my shovel to Eric DaCosta, and why? For two reasons. Number one, when I listened to that press conference yesterday, and he says his vision for Baltimore is to win the division first. Man, I never heard Super Bowl in there once. Not once.
Yeah.
Two, how are you not on Harbaugh and he's not on the hot seat for not winning but two playoff games in 10 years and he's been the number one?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And they've done nothing.
All right, before you go, I got nothing on a divisional thing.
I do.
But Harbaugh predates him. It's up to the owner to put Harbaugh on the hot seat, not the general manager. The owner will have to do that. That's not him. Harbaugh predates him. If Harbaugh leaves and Eric DaCosta hires his guy, now he's in control. Harbaugh predates him. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I just think a lot of guys look at it in order of what you're doing. Like, you tell me the most important thing. If you win your division, you get a home playoff game. There's a chance you also get a bye. So getting home playoff games is the key to setting yourself up. And I don't think him saying, like, hey, our goal is always to win a division. Yeah, the Bengals are over there talking smack about how they're division winners and everybody knows they're the best in division and the top dog. I think it was Mixon that said some things like that. So that was just in the news. So him saying winning the division is the most important thing, I think it is. I think, and then when you get there and you get to that point, then the next goal steps up. So I think you're reading too much into what he said.
I will say one thing before I go, guys, and I do love your show every morning as I'm going to work. The one frustrating thing about a fan is that you guys are fans too, is that, you know, Harbaugh came in with Flacco, and in that 5-year span of Flacco, they were in the postseason every year. Flacco went to the champion. They should have beat New England that year to go to Super Bowl. We know the Cundiff deal, but he won a Super Bowl with Flacco in his fifth year. I mean, and we've had the most dynamic player in Ravens history, and we can't do anything. And they've revamped the entire offense for him. They can't get the man a wide receiver. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a wonderful day. I love your show.
Thank you, Clay. Appreciate it. Let's get Bob in Parkville before we get to the break. What's up, Bob?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you, Bob.
Talk about Mr. Pashotti and his wife. I acknowledge you with all my heart that $20 million that he donated to build that recreation center out there in Hilton for the Boys and Girls Club, very generous.
Yes, it is.
And how many times has he done this before for Baltimore? How many times at football team he used his own money to help you know, improve it. These boys and girls are from the inner city, as you know, Rob. You would know that especially. You can never. There are takers in this world, in this country, and there are givers. There's too many damn takers, not enough givers. Mr. Bisciotti and his wife and that foundation, they're givers. You don't find too many people like that, especially with money like that today. They want to keep the last dollar they ever made to themselves. But he's been a good man since he's been here. And I remember he paid $600 million for that ball club for Modell. Art Modell bought that club in Cleveland for $10 million. Mm-hmm. He left with $600 million. Pretty good, isn't it?
And that's pretty good. That's an investment.
I'm trying to dial down Mr. Bisciotti, because if he sells it, he's going to get upwards of $5 billion compared to the $600 million that he bought it for. That's called capitalism.
Yeah.
If you got the money, you can buy something, do it. But Steve Bisciotti, from what I understand, he came up from the bottom of the rung on the ladder.
Salisbury guy.
Given to him. He made himself a billionaire.
Salisbury University guy. Bob, thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend, buddy. 410-583-1057. Daily Line Concrete Lock up next on The Fan. Hey, Jeremy, before you get started, my friends Mike and Nicole are headed to the beach right now. And a married couple, they have a place down at the beach. Now, Mike's the cool one in the relationship. He's listening right now to the station because he's a P1. He's one of us. He's a big-time sports fan, knows sports. Nicole, not so much. Word on the street is Mike is forcing Nicole to listen to the station.
That came from the street?
That came from the street.
Oh, no. Nicole, consider yourself fortunate that you get to listen to the lovely sounds of Rob Long, and I'm there too, but now you get to hear me complain about gambling and how last night went, so sorry for this. Oh, man. You have to tell Nicole to come on over to the dark side.
Mike might not like me telling her to come over to the dark side.
Oh, see?
That might not be.
Well, that's not what I had meant. But if the shoe fits, lace
that bad boy up.
Go ahead. All right, let me get into my ugly nightlight.
I kid.
Go ahead, well, man. I got a hair on my tongue. Where'd that come from? Is that off my spit guard? Gross. Maybe it was my beard. Anyway. Look, last night, it was kind of a weird night. So I had the Suns as my top play. They did beat the Nets, the top play overall. But when we were talking about it, there were some things that happened in the game. The line moved a little bit. Kyrie was questionable. He played. Chris Paul was questionable. Didn't play. Line went up to about 3. I had it at 1.5 early. I told you I thought the Suns would win outright. Told somebody last night it would still be a top play. But I kind of liked the Raptors play as the day went on a little bit more. So if you played that, we lost because the Raptors blew it in the fourth quarter. Up by 20 almost the entire day, or the entire game. The Wolves came back in the third, fourth, made it a little bit more interesting, and then the Raptors just stopped scoring. It just sucked. Blazers, they didn't beat the Sixers, so I went 1-2 there. Hockey was not kind. I even had Trippy call me out. He said he told me to bet the Rangers. I told you to bet a bunch of other games. Rangers lost. That sucked. Dallas, LA did not go over. Had Tampa Bay, New Jersey last night. Sam Houston State, depending on when you got the line, you either pushed, maybe you won. Stanford knocked off Oregon State. USC Arizona went just under. So it was an ugly night. I've had back-to-back losing days, so I'm not happy. Let's look at this weekend, and I'll run through all this stuff as quick as I can because I want to give you the NFL plays. In college basketball tonight, I like Marist to knock off St. Peter's. They're favored by 3.5. I like Richmond -1.5 against VCU. Fairleigh Dickinson and Sacred Heart to go over 153.5, probably my favorite play in college hoops. And Boise State, I like them on the road, +2.5 against New Mexico. In the NHL, only one play, and it's a lean. It's not a top play for me. Ottawa and Pittsburgh, -6.5. There's only 2 NHL games tonight. It's the only one that I kind of liked. In the NBA, I like the Pacers. Well, so let me do this. I like the Knicks +2.5 against the Hawks. I think the Cavs blow out the Warriors. Warriors coming off that back-to-back. They've been terrible on the road, although they played better last night. Cavs minus 7.5. I'm telling you this now. I would jump on this early because I think we see a lot of Warriors players resting tonight. And I think that's why the line's inflated. But once they fully sit, if they have not already announced that some were going to sit, there's rumors out there, stuff like that. Once it's officially announced, I think the line goes up more. But Cavs minus 7.5 will be a play for me. Pelicans Magic under 228. I kind of like the Magic at home there as well, but I'm going to take the under. My favorite play tonight, my top play, Pacers Nuggets over 240.5. Going back to the well with the Pacers, who didn't treat me kindly because they couldn't score the other night. I love this play. Nikola Jokic is going to go off against the Pacers. He goes off against everyone. Pacers cannot stop bigs. Now, Miles Turner's back, which helps with block shots. It's not going to matter with Jokic. Jokic is going to have his way with whoever he wants. It doesn't matter who's there. And then you put him in a situation with a team that can't rebound. Did you guys see what Onyeka from the Hawks did? He's filling in for Clint Capella. The dude had 20-some rebounds against this Pacers team.
And I love Clint Capella.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league.
Steven Adams played him. What did he do? He grabbed every damn rebound there was. Go back to the well. Jokic tonight going off. The over's my top play. Now, on to the NFL this weekend. The game that I'm the least sure about of all these is Jacksonville and Kansas City. I think Kansas City wins the game. The 8.5 number seems right. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is that between that 7 to 10 point range that Kansas City wins by. And I do feel like that back door could come in, meaning Jacksonville coming back and covering. I'm going to take Jacksonville plus the 8.5, but I like to be up front saying of all the games I've picked last weekend, this weekend, this is the one that I have no idea where to go, but I am taking Jacksonville plus the points. I love the Eagles against the Giants. I think they blow them out. Minus 7.5. Again, I always say this, at least a double-digit win. Mm-hmm. I think they handle them, and I like the spot for the Eagles. I love the Cowboys plus 4.5. I thought about making them a lock. Cowboys over San Francisco. I think the Cowboys have a realistic shot of winning this one outright and then getting a rematch of Cowboys-Eagles in the NFC Championship, which would be fun. But the Cowboys are going to be one of my top plays this weekend. I do like the Bills and Bengals to go under the 48.5. Way too much money on the over. But my lock this weekend, let's go Buffalo. Minus 5.5. I think they handle Cincinnati. And I think it starts up front on defense that they get after Joe Burrow. But I think Josh Allen is going to have a field day with this defense. Running, throwing. And it's weird saying that because I do think this goes under. But I think we see a lot of those ball control, long drives from the Buffalo Bills. And they've done this quite a bit where they've handled it. So I like the Bills as my concrete lock this weekend. There you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Rick Ritter, WJZ anchor, joins us up next right here on The Fan.
This is Lisa Marie's ex-husband, right?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
All right.
It's Friday now.
It is.
It's not Friday until we hear PYT.
And I'm off Monday.
Also Friday when we hear from WJZ's own, courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
My guys, happy Friday. It's happy you two today. It's like Malone and Stockton in the studio.
Absolutely.
And I'm Malone.
No, you're not.
Exactly. Robin Stockton with the short shorts.
Yeah, I deliver.
You know, that's kind of consistent for Jeremy. He always wants to be the black guy. Wants to be the black guy. I'm just telling you. You think about it. Whenever we talk about something that's black and white, he always takes the stance of the black guy. Because it is when he looks in the mirror. When he looks in the mirror from head to waist, he sees a black guy.
Is this true, Jeremy?
From head to waist.
I don't know. I'm reevaluating my situation right now. I'm trying to think.
Starting to second guess what you've been doing.
Nah, man, I ain't trying to give up my privilege. You can't have that.
All right, we'll go to the 8:15 game first, Rick. The Giants taking on the Eagles. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be closer than people think, but I'm not worried about it from a Philadelphia fan standpoint. Giants got to come in there, been kind of catching lightning in a bottle with not a whole ton of offensive talent. They're going to try and get Barkley going. The Eagles have been suspect against the run. The big thing for me to watch is Daniel Jones getting out of the pocket, containing him. I think like his last four or five games, he's got over 50, 60 yards rushing per game in terms of average. So he's dangerous that way. But our secondary, they're built to handle a team like this. The D-line, since we got Sue, has been dominant in terms of stopping the run. So if they can contain Barkley early, build a big lead, and have the Giants play from behind, I think they're going to be fine. And that place is going to be rocking. So I think they're good Saturday night. It'll be the next game against San Francisco that maybe worries me a little bit.
Well, I'll say this, Rick. Now that you've already bought tickets to my bull roast next week, I got the Giants winning this one.
Hold on.
I got the Giants. How? I got the Giants winning
how?
This one.
How?
Hold on. Can I talk about this bull roast real quick? Because yeah. I don't know if he did the same thing he did to you and Ed. He handed me a ticket and goes, hey, thanks, man. Just send me the 50 whenever you can, and then walked away. And I'm like, what the hell kind of sales? He did it to our program director. I'm not sure if he did that to you.
Tracy?
Richard. Yeah, everyone. Here's the ticket. Just pay me when you can.
I got a call from my bank saying that he was just trying to get in for the wire transfer.
See? He is shady as hell, man.
Oh, my wife bought something. I didn't know. I just saw the charge. I was like, what's this? What's going on?
Hey, Rick, let me ask you about the game. That it's weird. I always have a feeling on a game one way or another. I don't have a feel either way on that Kansas City-Jacksonville game. Now, I do think Kansas City wins, but I'm always looking at it from a point spread standpoint because I think this could be a blowout. I think it could be a close game. Jacksonville's been playing some pretty good football, but that first half had to scare you last week if you were a fan of them.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And look, here's Kansas City Mahomes. Nobody's been able to stop them this year and what they do. In terms of playing a different type of offense, more consistent than Herbert and the Chargers, the Jags are going to have their hands full. It's no secret. It's no surprise. It's really, really impressive what Doug Peterson's been able to do in terms of the second-year involvement with Trevor Lawrence, with that team. They have talent. It's not like they're overloaded with talent. Next year when they get a guy like Calvin Ridley and to see Lawrence progress even more in that offense, they're going to be fun to watch really next year. But I think the Kansas City's got this one. I don't think it's going to be close. I think time's running out for Jacksonville.
I think there's a team that you got to look out for in the future, but time's up. Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ. The other AFC divisional game, Bengals, Bills. I think the Bills this year ended for the Bengals.
Yeah, look, I agree. And you know what, it stinks? It's a shame for Cincinnati, and I know Ravens fans are like, we don't care about them. But since he went out, we talked about this, I remember, week one with you guys. Spent $100 million-plus on the offensive line. They get Kappa, they get Lyle Collins. And towards the end of the season, it's hard to argue that there was a team gelling more than Cincinnati. Burrow was lights out. The offensive line was finally grooving. They were in sync. But those guys go down, and that Cincy unit just looks entirely different. So is Burrow going to get the time to hit his targets on the outside? Buffalo seems that they're just destined to do big things this year. The whole Hamlin thing as motivation in that locker room. I like Buffalo in this game.
Well, let's get to the one we haven't talked about. We've got the Cowboys and the 49ers. Terrific matchup. Cowboys looked great last week. 49ers look like one of the best teams in football. What do you see?
Yeah, Niners scare me. As an Eagles fan, the Niners really do scare me. They might be the best team in the NFC right now. Dak played good last week. That was the difference with Dallas in that Tampa Bay game, is Dak's progression, going through his reads, not turning the ball over. If Dak plays like that, this game will be close. But San Francisco, defensively, offensively, they can beat you in so many ways. They can pound it with McCaffrey, with Samuel and the jet sweeps and whatnot. But guys like Ayuk and Kittle, they're winning one-on-one matchups. And Purdy, I mean, might be the best story in football this year and what he's doing right now. I think that he goes out and he has another game like he did last week. That's San Francisco's quarterback of the future. Forget about Garoppolo. Forget about Trey Lance. Brock Purdy is all the talk in San Fran. I like the 49ers. Again, I think that they are the strong favorite right now. And I love my Eagles, but I think they're the strong favorite in the NFC.
I agree with you. Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the future, but his luck runs out. Cowboys get him, win this one, and go on to the NFC Championship game.
So you're picking the Cowboys and the Giants?
Yes, I am.
What goes into the Giants' decision?
The Giants' decision, I just think they're the hot team right now. I do. I think the Eagles finished out the season in kind of a slump. And I don't know what Jalen Hurts' condition. I don't believe it. I don't trust it. I just don't. I think Danny Dimes has an outstanding game, and he wins a close one.
I don't think you should go to his bull roast. I think you should come to mine. Because I picked the Eagles. And I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
I hope you're right.
But you know.
Jeremy, you got a bull roast I can support? I'm going to your bull roast.
Yeah, not his bulls. Anyway. But no, in all seriousness about the matchups, like if you're an Eagles fan, this probably had to be – don't want to say worst case scenario, because either way, no matter what happens, if you win your game, you're facing a divisional opponent.
Yep.
Whoever you play, you could be at home facing a divisional opponent, or you could be at home facing the 49ers, who, you know, everybody's talked about. They'd be on a roll at that point and feeling pretty damn good about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I view it as best case scenario. This is the team that we wanted. The Giants, again, they got to come in here. If you haven't been to a playoff game in Philadelphia, it is a whole other level. There's not a stadium that can compare. You hear Torrey Smith talk about it all the time and just the atmosphere and how wild it is. Danny Dimes, the Giants, they're not going to be able to handle that. And Torrey actually is an honorary captain for the Eagles on Saturday
night.
That's
awesome.
Which is kind of funny. But that place is going to be rocking. I love the Birds. Too much talent right now. Again, San Francisco is a different matchup, but I just can't see the Giants coming into Philly in that atmosphere and pulling that out. I just don't see it happening.
What an impression he's had on that organization in just a short time. It tells you what kind of man Torrey Smith is. Now, what we couldn't wait to hear from you, your thoughts on yesterday's press conference, John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta.
All right, so we'll start with the Roman side of it. Look, Roman did a lot of great things when he was here. I think Harb's nailed it. He set a lot of records. That offense, what they did when they were able to run the 12-13 personnel, two tight end, triple tight end, in Lamar's MVP year, when they had the proper personnel, it was lights out. But as we talked about with, you know, Qadree Ismail last night, it's the counterpunch. What do I mean when I say the counterpunch? Coming from behind with that offense is near impossible, especially with the personnel that they had. In order to succeed in the AFC against these big-time offenses like the Bills and the Chiefs, you got to be able to play from behind. It's no secret, and we've seen that over the years. It was time for a change. Roman's offense was not built for that. So it's great that they love Lamar, and they're saying all the right things. But the fact of the matter is Lamar willing to budge, or is Bishotti and the Ravens willing to budge in terms of the contract? Because I don't see him getting away from the guarantee that he wants and coming back with, oh, I'll take less now. So if that's the case, then I don't see how this is going to work out. To me, it's franchise tag, and then you're looking at trade. I don't see Lamar playing on the franchise tag. So it's awesome that they're going to start negotiations, and they want to see. And, I mean, we can go into more depth of the things that we all hear in terms of preparation and the treatment and how injured he was. But I don't see him trying to take a pay cut. So it's great that they're smiling and saying it's going to get done. But to me, it is far from a guarantee that Lamar will be here next season.
Wow. Rick Ritter, WJZ, what's going on the Purple Playbook?
Hey, man, we're done now.
Okay.
So we're done for the season. We're clocked out, but that's all good. We're still doing our one show that airs on Saturday nights. We tape it during the week, Purple Playbook, where we'll have Torrey on there and we'll have Qadree. So we'll be giving you some analysis on these off-season moves, and buckle up, because you guys know better than anybody. It is going to be a wild offseason to see how all this plays out.
Yes, it is, man. We love it. It's our favorite soap opera, the offseason.
And the other thing, too, hey, not just Lamar, but whoever's that quarterback, they need to get some damn wide receivers in here.
They do.
Got to figure that part out of
who's
it, too.
Who's going to be calling the plays?
Well, I'm beating the drum for Frank Reich. If they can get him,
he's
not going through it.
That's a loud drum.
Coaching interview. Yeah, Reich's progress in terms of Wentz in Philadelphia and what he did for him was, you talk to anybody within the Eagles organization, he was a crucial part of that Super Bowl run. Goes to Indy, Luck retires, he's dealt a raw bag in terms of the quarterbacks that he had. Now, people forget this. Everybody wants to talk about, well, he had Wentz last year, and, you know, they were awful. They had a slow start last year. At one point, the Colts last year were the hottest team in football. They won 9-12, and during that span, Wentz had 22 touchdowns and 5 picks. Wright can get it done, man. You get a guy like that who can come in here, and if you have Lamar, can help groom him and take him to that next level, Wright would be a great addition. And the Maryland connection, guys.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, man, have yourself a great weekend. Appreciate your time.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
Be safe,
and let's bull roast it up, all right, boys?
Let's do it. Next Saturday. Rick Ritter, WJZ, Anchorman. Love him. 410-583-1057 is the number. That's going to be fun. Next Saturday is going to be a blast. You coming, Joe?
I will not be able to go.
You got a concert or something to go to, don't you?
It's my girlfriend's birthday, so we're going camping.
Ugh. Okay, whose idea was that?
Well, it's more of like go out in the woods, get a cabin. There's like 10 other people coming. So camping is maybe the wrong word to
loosely
use.
Okay. I hate camping.
You do?
Well, like, we've got all these advancements in technology and things. It's like, hey, why don't we go back to the old ways?
You like cooking out?
Have electricity.
Do you like cooking out?
No, what? That's more like glamping, right? Where you have stuff. Like, I don't like the old style.
It's not amping at all. It's just we're renting a house for a weekend. I used the wrong word.
Why'd you say camping?
I don't know.
The hell, you guys aren't even in the woods? There's not even a threat of a bear?
Yeah, no, we're actually just in the middle of nowhere.
They got a hotel.
Do you have to bury your poo? That's camping. You got to bury your poo. It attracts bears.
Can you stop for 1 second?
Yeah.
Look at me. Do you think I've been camping?
Fair enough.
All right. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Also, find out what we learned today on The Fan. Let's go to Bob, who's in Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Bob. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, I've never been a John Harbaugh fan. Mm-hmm. I know you say he's a manager of men. I always say put a cheerleader's uniform on him because that's all he is, a high-priced cheerleader. And what really aggravates me is when he makes a really, really stupid call, whether he's – and I'm good with analytics, but you got to use your gut once in a while.
Yep.
And when something goes wrong, he's standing over there. He looks like he just walked in and caught his wife cheating on him or something. He's the last damn guy – in the room that knows what's going on. And I know he's got a headset. He has to know what play was called. I mean, can he step in? Hey, time out. Call it, whatever. Get with your guy over there. But he just lets it go on and on. And I just get frustrated with him. That's all I had to say.
I couldn't have said it better.
Stop for a second, man. Tell me who the hell is Bob, man? Who is that guy, man? Whenever Ed pays off this bet, we got to invite Bob. Yeah,
but, you know what? I think that's fair. Get Bob to come out and have a drink with us.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, like.
We can leave Joe at home. Well, actually, he's the one that's got to pick where we're going. Sorry. Because he won the bet because he made all those
picks. So I'm that picking we where see. You guys get to go and I get to go.
Yeah. Bob's becoming one of my favorite callers, for real.
Are you kidding me? Bob's become one of my favorite people. I've never even seen him. I probably walked by Bob 50 times and didn't even know it.
And that's the encore for today, 410-583-1057. And now time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Jeremy Kahn?
Two things. One of the things I do like about Rob is when you call him on something, he'll think about it for a second. It's the Alonzo morning gift. He'll think about it for a second like, nah, that ain't... you know what? Maybe it is me. And I saw a text between two people. It was a wrong number. And the person that texted them said, you need to get your bleep and bleep together. Your life is falling apart. And then they texted, sorry, wrong number. And the guy went, nah, you right. I've been messing up, man. Appreciate the message. Good looking out. I could see Rob sending that text back to that person. And lastly, I just want to tell everybody, at home, we just bought a new toilet brush. Long story short, we're switching up. We're going back to paper. What? Do you guys use a toilet brush?
Oh, it took a second.
Did it?
I learned the proving ground week continue for me. Spalding down, won that one. Polly down, lost that one at home. We got McDonough tonight at 6 o'clock at the Ooh. Den in Essex. And tomorrow in the public versus private classic, 7:30 at McDonough, we have Forest Park.
Yeah, next week UConn's coming in. And then South Carolina.
I'm here for all the smoke.
The Monstars.
Hey, see, that's why you don't hire firefighters. One of my assistant coaches is a firefighter. We've run to the smoke.
Yeah.
We've run to the smoke, Tommy Loveless. So, you know, listen, they aren't losses, they're lessons. You know, you can't duck it, man. You can't You can't beat the best if you don't play the best. It's my motto. Great week, Joe. Ed Norris is out today. Great week for him. Jeremy Kahn, my man. Have yourselves a great and wonderful weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.